Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
The healer's in the house today. The mighty Holy Spirit is here, and He is the agent representing Jesus in this room. He is the healer. He is the comforter. He is the standby. He is the advocate. He is the ever-living Almighty God, and He's the healer in the house today. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You today for the wonders of Your love and goodness. We thank You today that 2,000 years ago, our sicknesses, our diseases, our poverty, our lack and pains and devastation were laid on our Savior Jesus. And we see from the great letter the great Apostle Paul by the Holy Spirit wrote, saying, "He who knew no sin was made to be sin, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." And we praise You for that this morning. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. In the name. In the name. In the name. That at the sound of that name, every knee must bow. Just the sound of it. Every knee must bow. Every tongue confess, including the devil's, that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. And His presence is here today. You will receive your healing today. If you will receive it. Amen. Well, you may be seated this morning. Boy, the praise and worship good this morning, right? And now, all of you that are watching online, watching on the Victory Channel today, hallelujah. You know, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Saturday has always been healing day. Oh, I'm glad you're here this morning. Now, there's no time nor distance in the realm of the Spirit. Amen. You remember the nobleman's son? There was something like 25 miles there. He kept wanting Jesus to come, go, please, come, go, heal my son. Now, think about it. Had Jesus gone with him, he would have died before they got there. They're walking. Isn't that right? So what did Jesus do? He spoke the word. Amen. Amen. You remember when Cornelius's servant, the centurion of that area, Cornelius, we found that out in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. Cornelius sent word to Jesus. Jesus, some people say, "I just don't know if it's God's will to heal me." Get a Bible. Jesus on the earth was what? God manifested in the flesh, and He said, "I came to do the will of my Father." Well, He's never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And like I told you earlier, Gloria and I came into this with no knowledge of the Word. We were scriptural illiterates when we came in. And you've already figured out by now, I'm kind of squirrely in my thinking anyway. And, you know, I said last night that I won't be 85 December the 6th. I will have lived 30,600 days or something like that. Yeah, that's but I mean, back there then, when people say, I don't know whether it's God's will to heal today or not, 99% of them are thinking about themselves, so it's not God's will to heal me. I'm just the opposite from that. I looked at that. I couldn't see any reason why he shouldn't heal me. He healed everybody else, except those that wouldn't believe it. Now, and we'll put this up on the screen, the 55th chapter of Isaiah. And ta-da. I can tell you what it says. My word goes forth out of my mouth. Isaiah 55, 8 through 11. It will not return unto me void. Now, he compared it to the rain and the snow that come and water the earth. There it is. For as the heavens are, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Okay, go ahead. I want to go down through the 11th verse. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not there, the snow and water comes down, it doesn't go back. What does it do? It waters the earth and maketh it bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it.
Right. Amen.
Now, how does his word return to him? When we pray it.
Pray.
These are covenant words. We take his blood-backed words, covenant promises, covenant facts, and we have the answer to the prayer before we ever pray. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. That Gloria and I learned that from Brother Hagin in the very, very, very early days. Pray the word. Don't mess around with your own head. Pray the word. By his stripes you were healed. Glory to God, I was healed. Now, I'm talking about you that are online, that are watching on the Victory Channel and so forth. So that there's no time to distance in the Spirit. So take hold of it. Do what we do. Say what we say. Because the same Spirit of God, the agent of healing, is right there. The same Spirit of God, the agent of healing, right now is in Thailand, right now in Beijing. Right now in China. Now, there's a lot of nasty stuff going on in China, but whoa, I want to tell you, there's a lot of glorious stuff going on in China, because God saw to it for years and years and years and years. About 8 out of 10 missionaries were going to China and going to China, and that seed is still there and still growing. Gloria and I have been there. We have seen it in operation in some marvelous ways. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. All right, the healer's in the house today. Now, this is an opportunity for you to learn. This is healing school. An opportunity to learn the laws that govern healing and so forth, and how to keep your healing. You mean that you can lose your healing? Well, yeah. I was... back in the days that I was there at Oral Roberts University, and some people came to me, and one very, very precious people now, you have to understand that. And she said, Brother Copeland, we need to pray. I said, okay, about what? But the Lord's taken his hand off of Brother Roberts. What? I said, well, where'd you get that? They said, well, we went to interview some of the people that were miraculously healed. And we went to interview them, and they're not healed anymore. I said, oh, I believe I can help you. Okay, dear Brother Copeland. I said, did Oral Roberts heal him? No. Well, then, and she began to see, well, yeah, it wasn't his anointing that was lost. They lost it. And the Lord gave me a word for her right at that moment. And it always pays to look inward. And it just came up. The same lack of faith and unbelief that put that dear sister in pain in the first place came back. Right. Well, why? Well, that's easy. She didn't get in the Word and keep that healing and resist the devil when he's trying to come back. She just, that symptom came. She said, well, you know, I didn't even have to meet the woman to know what she said. Some form or another, she said, well, I thought I was healed. I guess it wasn't. Well, it had anything to do with Oral Roberts' anointing. It had to do with her lack of knowledge of the Word and how to keep it. Because the devil will do his best to steal it. Now, there's another thing that is telling when someone comes up and says, would you pray for my arthritis? No, I won't. In the first place, you own it. Now, Jesus bore your arthritis. Amen. So that is not my arthritis. That is not my heart attack. That's not my sickness. Amen. That's not my disease. I refuse to own it. I refuse to take it. Glory to God. That belongs to Jesus, and he bore it and took it to hell and back, and I don't need to have it. Amen. Not going to have it. And I've been attacked ferociously and had a lot of pain in my life. And you know whose fault it was? Mine. Because I did not obey some instructions that the Lord gave me years and years ago. I was too busy. And he caught up with me. I'll answer the question for you again. Why do bad things happen to good people? Because good people make bad choices. That's simple. The rich young ruler made a very bad choice. He missed the opportunity to become an apostle of the Lamb. Jesus said, and take up the cross and follow me. Huh? Well, that is his fault. Wasn't God. God called him. All right. So, we're going to have a good time today. And first of all, there are some scriptures and God's words coming from my mouth. I do not say things from this pulpit that I have not already backed up by the Word of God. And the prescription for healing is attend to my words. Attend to them. Put them first place in your life. Put them final authority in your life. Keep them, you know, well, let's turn to Proverbs 4. This is the prescription for healing. The 20th verse, my son, attend to my words. Incline.
Yes.
Incline your ear to my sayings. I want to hear what he says about it before I want to hear what anybody else says. Amen. Thank God for good doctors. Man, I love them. Amen. All for them. They're God's agents fighting the same sickness and disease that Jesus bore. Amen. But, praise God for them. But I am inclined to listen to God's word. I want to hear what he says about it. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let my sayings depart from your eyes. Go to this book. Look at them. I was in a situation in Shreveport years ago in the church that Jerry Savelle and Carolyn Savelle came up in. And I had a situation. I went in there Sunday night. We started the meeting on Monday. And I had a tightening that started in my groin area. And it just kind of tightened up in there. And I didn't pay any attention to it that night. And the next morning I got up and I seemed like I was doing all right. It was doing pretty good. But when I stepped out on the platform, glory, just before I walked out there, it hit me. Then I walk out on the platform, the anointing would come and I was fine. I walked off that platform and screamed before I could get my hand over my mouth. Well, this happened there then every day after that. And I just fell over the bed. I said, Lord, what is this? And this is where you've heard me say this before. This is where I learned it. What's going on here? He said, you've been quoting all of your scriptures. Now, I never have just set out to memorize scriptures. Well, I did, in several places. But they're inside of me. Yes. And I've preached them so much, and they just start flowing out of my spirit. Yeah. He said, now that's good, but, and this is his words, the memory of a potato never nourished anybody. You have to get it in the system. Yeah. And he said, and he took me to that scripture right there. Put your eyes on it. Look at it. Put your eyes on it. That's the reason I have healing scriptures. All these tabs have to do with healing scriptures. And you can just flip through just picking those tabs up. Amen. And now, let those words not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. They are life unto those that find them and health or medicine to all their flesh. Amen. Amen. All right. Now then, let's go, I love it, to the 103rd Psalm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 103. And those of you that are partners, you know that this is on the bottom of that letter. This is one of the prayers that we pray for our partners, the 103rd Psalm. And I'll just tell you right now, we're going to take our benefits this morning. Before we do that, let's talk about unbelief. Jesus preached at Nazareth. We talked about that sermon yesterday where he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He's anointed me to do that, to preach, to teach, and heal. But there, in Nazareth, he could do no mighty work. Didn't say he wouldn't. Said he couldn't. Could not do any mighty work save he laid his hands on a few sick folks and healed them. No mighty works because of their unbelief. Now, unbelief is as simple as faith. They're sitting there in that place. I don't believe a word of this. How could this happen? I know his mother and daddy. That kid right there fixed my shoes one time. How could he be anointed of God? I just don't believe a word of that. That's unbelief. There's no such thing as non-belief. Everybody in this room is believing something right now. You may be sitting there saying, I believe I itch. you believe it. And nobody thinks in words, in letters,
right.
Written words. You have thoughts. You think in words. And then the printed page takes the thoughts of God and then puts them on paper. Because he put his thoughts. You remember? My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. Therefore, because of that, my word goes forth out of my mouth.
Amen.
We don't have to be dumb and stupid.
That's right.
We can be, listen, are you listening?
Yes.
We can be as smart as Jesus.
Amen.
Why? We have his thoughts.
We have
the mind of Christ. You got it. What? Christ anointed. We have the same anointing available for our minds as Jesus, a man whose thoughts were of his father. By the time he was 12 years old, he was totally, completely involved in the work of his father.
Amen.
Glory to God. And his spirit, which is his mind, is living in you. And because we have his thoughts,
amen.
We have every thought that Jesus had that's recorded in this book.
Amen. Amen.
His thoughts are recorded in red.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
Did you get that? His thoughts are recorded in red. That's the reason it's so important what you think. And what you think all the time. Because what you think most of the time, you will become.
Live long, healthy, strong, and satisfied, just as God intended. Take hold by faith of the health and wellness that belongs to you with Gloria Copeland's teaching, How to Get Well, Stay Well, and Enjoy Life. Enjoy every moment with family and friends and live in divine health. Experience complete wholeness, spirit, soul, and body as you put your faith to work. See for yourself what God has promised you in Healing Promises by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, a compilation of healing scriptures and multiple Bible versions all in one place. Declare God's word and healing over your life and activate the healing power of God through the spoken word with Healing Confessions, a CD of healing scriptures read by Gloria Copeland.
He has provided the way for his children to be well, completely well.
Receive his healing word for you and start enjoying life today.
Request your free copy of the Healing Word Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. God's heart is for you to be healed. Discover the power of your words spoken by faith. Keep yourself healthy and whole by speaking the word of God over your life. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
God's word reveals God's will, and it's his will for his children, his family, to be healed and to live in complete health and complete wholeness. He has provided a way for the believer to be well, and He did it because He's good. He is a good God. And it's all based on having a relationship with Jesus as your Lord, as your Savior. And if you've never received Him into your heart, I want to lead you in a prayer right now. Just say this out loud after me. Father in heaven, I come to You in Jesus' name, and I believe in my heart that You raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. I repent and I receive forgiveness, cleansing. I am a new creation in You, Christ Jesus. Take my life, do something with it, and fill me with Your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen to me, if you prayed that prayer, you are born again. You're born of His Spirit. You are loved, you belong, and right now you have more purpose in this life than you've ever had before. And you need to know this, you're valuable. You are important to Him, and you are more than a conqueror through Him who has loved you. And Kenneth Copeland Ministries has put together some free resources that we want to send to you. They're just here to help you understand how to live, how to grow in your relationship with Jesus. We call it the Salvation Package. It's a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and two brochures that are here to help you learn how to read your Bible, how to study your Bible, and find out more about who you are in Jesus and who He is in you. So request your free salvation package today on kcm.org. And then while you're on the website, hang out, watch, read, share all the free resources that are going to help you and your family grow spiritually. That whole thing exists as your study center. That's what Brother Copeland calls kcm.org, your personal study center. It's a place where you can search, you can research, you can study word-based teaching, you can watch videos, read articles. There's prayers that are available to you. All of it exists for one thing, to get the Word of God into your life. And Jesus said, if you would come to Him, if you would hear His Word, but here's the next step, if you would be a doer of the Word that you've heard, if you'd put it into practice, it'd be like putting foundation underneath your feet. That's what this ministry is about, giving you the Word of God so that you can put it into practice so that it can become the very foundation of your life of victory. Amen. Praise God. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you. We love you, and Jesus is Lord.
To request your salvation package free, go to kcm.org/newlife. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what KCM.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At KCM.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, KCM.org meets you where you are.